my HIV team website from myhealthteam.com about my HIV team website from myhealthteam.com. James Driscoll, San Bernardino, California, United States. Last online, 6/2/18. How was your day? Good. Bad. Saw/so. James Driscoll was having a saw/so day in San Bernardino, K on LinkedIn. I have attempted to address the LinkedIn Help Department per their invite to contact them for more information regarding my issues with HIV/AIDS social services. They responded to a tweet that I had out regarding the Yale University study of state spending habits and AIDS deaths. So, they responded to invite me over to their support help case ticketing. But in the process, I have had two support tickets that I created on May 11th. Dash they deleted outright rather than being processed and followed up with. Then they also blocked my account from access to their support ticketing processing submission. I could not create a third ticket. So, in the course of the past week, I have been corresponding with the CEO of LinkedIn, Jeff Weiner, to the importance of these matters. Then, I had to create a new member name on LinkedIn so that I could create a new LinkedIn help case ticket match media subjects #3. Finally, what appears to have taken hold is that my KC match media subjects #3 help ticket is not being just immediately over-written by staff to the delete key. I have this help case ticket number cross-archived onto my own domain space, which includes the email messaging with their CEO of LinkedIn, Jeff Weiner. This has both written copy and spoken voice text narrative interface http://linkedin.com.helpcase.18601-001564. Webdo. Posted 8 minutes ago. Like, add a comment. Write a comment. Feed comment arrow. James Driscoll was having a saw/so day in Bernardino. I keep running into Glassdoor reviews for the Ryan White Care Act-funded social service agencies nationally showing a trend of neglect from directors and leaders of these agencies toward the HIV community. This one takes the cake. https://www.glassdoor.com/revief/employee-revy. KINS management is hostile to the union-represented staff. The organization only works with a narrow part of the community yet markets something different to look more comprehensive than it is. Much of upper management is threatened by change, is conflict avoidant to the point of dysfunction, and is retaliatory when confronted. Often, people with poor skills are promoted to leadership, and this creates frustration and a sense of unfairness, highlighting backroom agreements meant to undermine. Morale is dreadful. In the past few years, most staff have been fired, pressured to leave, or asked to work with compromised ethics. Gay, black, HIV+, and trans-identified staff have been systematically marginalized. Cap-treated. HIV+ staff as second-class citizens, ignored client request for change, and silences critics. If you go against CAP, even if justified, you will find it hard to work in the HIV community in Portland. The board is completely distant from the staff and the clients being served, and act condescending and unhelpful. You would think if 50% of the staff leave in a few months' time, it might be a wake-up call that there are big problems that can't be dismissed as disgruntled staff. Since CAP is the only game in town for HIV-related needs, they have no checks and balances and no accountability when they injure the community they're claiming they serve. Show less advice to management, stop displaying images and raising money through deception. Admit you do not serve the community at large and close your doors. CAP is not about HIV anymore, it's about retaining jobs and keeping people working at the expense of programming and directives that empower If you want to be a LGBTQ health center, then so be it, but do not pretend you are helping people living with HIV, because you are not. You are only focusing on addicts and the mentally ill. Also, an LGBTQ health group or HIV group with no gay or HIV plus leaders or people of color managing direct services means you will be just like any other colonized public healthcare model that delivers incompetent care. The community does not need public health zombies, we have them already. We also do not need tokenized minorities to cover for the heteronormative, white, middle-class faux professionalism that is the root of the HIV pandemic to begin with, and abundantly present in cap management's ranks. There is a big problem when the public adores you and your clients and the community you claim to serve would rather go without than be at the mercy of a place they distrust and dislike. Posted about 18 hours ago, a like, add a comment. Write a comment. Feed comment arrow. James Driscoll was having a /Sudace and Bernardino, canhip/aid story plight from hate, written by James M. Driscoll May 7, 2018. A massive mischievous marvel of moaning muck presenting itself in the local HIV/AIDS community in Denver, Colorado, USA. Part 1. I finally have made some headway on holding this story plight from hate against the perpetrators of a hate caddy collective who have engaged in targeting me as an 11-month hate and harassment campaign against me from Denver, Colorado. You see, last year in July, some nice good-willed employees of Colorado Health Network started to come forward on the employee/employer networking site of Glassdoor, where employee reviews are trusted and not modified or removed by companies. There are 4 damning reviews for Colorado Health Network in Denver, aka Denver Colorado AIDS Project. This being presented on LinkedIn under the company's profile, an introduction reaffirming my positions in this matter. https://www.linkedin.com/company/Colorado-AIDS- My comment upon their profile is, James Driscoll owner, realloophuman.net in the use of the F word fully formed on this site. Refer to this tweet. https://twitter.com/grow-up/status/99320176381666 LinkedIn allows for the word fuck to be parked off company names search. https://www.linkedin.com/sark/result/company Resume details. https://www.linkedin.com/sark/result/people/ Job details. https://www.linkedin.com/job/sark/ Keywords equals 11 results showing worldwide. So, the use of the fuck word here is not a reason to block this communication. If you block this communication, then you are acknowledging that you have no answer for the truth that is documented and that truth is unchallenged by you. You would acknowledging the truth of circumstances is the truth to all time without regard to the life path of the individual that you have destroyed for some kind of game-playing selfish reasons. You have a very negative Glassdoor reviews showing for your company. Be it that your farmer and perhaps current employees are also sick and tired of the game after what went down with me? You should all be embarrassed to be still operating. Posted 26 days ago, a like, add a comment. 4. James Driscoll said. Part 2. The person whom I identify as the puppeteer of this hate and harassment campaign, I identified in a Facebook Live video presented on July 7, 2017. The hate and harassment had been unyielding and non-stoppable for so long, and I was in homeless because of an eviction that was filed against me on November 30, 2016 from HIV/AIDS subsidized housing. Not just me, the entire complex is HIV residential housing. I claim Match Media subjects hash conspiracy exposed from several events, one being in October, which I actually filed those details of events upon my eviction case in December. I had to negotiate a move-out date of December 31st, 2016, because of lack of evidence completely supporting my claim of conspiracy. More than hearsay, the combined evidence is not yet formed to be able to point a finger at the source. This campaign against me is extreme. They stole my car in January. Although I got my car back, it was not returned in complete wholeness. It was already dismantled apparently for a chop shop. The inside dash components are replaced with fitting parts, but not the original. The radio, which had a video DVD display, was never put back. I am unable to connect the cruise control, because there is not a control but an assembly on the dash pieces they put back into my car. There is a discolored part under the steering wheel also that makes this event obvious. My car was set into a chop shop, but something caught it out of that path and into being returned. What was that? It was the truth filed by a screen recording of my mobile device of an SMS, simple messaging system, conversation that began November 1st with a particular member of the local community on social media. His name is Joe. His full name is irrelevant at this point, but I was able to find his name by a search on his telephone number. His name coming up in reference to owning a fire protection business. The information that I found that I read seemed legitimate. It did not dawn on me that the information that was posted was fraudulent. The name of the person who is the puppeteer who is the regional director of Colorado Health Network, that I've already introduced, and Joe are not the same person, but I bet they know each other. There is a conspiracy here brewing since November 1st. I caught the conversation from the begging on my phone device, and recorded a screen recording of the text / pics, omitted some X-rated photo items only. I placed that video file online in a particular location which was more a vagrant location, less of popularity. But that vagrancy ID holds weighty truth to their extremes. I did not post it on Facebook. That would not have generated the response that was needed. I got my car returned, yes indeed. Edited, originally posted 26 days ago ugh-like. James Driscoll said, Part 3. Although later in May, I would resort to posting on Facebook a video of the chaos I was still receiving. https://www.facebook.com/inthemindway/video/. He has deleted his original Facebook account, https://www.facebook.com/Rwanda.Harris. His Truth Finder background check report, https://www.ruthfinder.com/dashboard/report/12, is showing his Facebook page along with other social media links. Be careful what you all do online. It is being tracked. Related links. LinkedIn. http://www.linkedin.com/in/Rwanda-Harris-9A751834. Remove. Facebook. http://www.facebook.com/pople/_/10000187470966. Remove. Widerpages.plus. https://widerpages.plus/Rwanda_Harris-Pensaw. Remove. http://www.facebook.com/Rwanda.Harris. Remove. Mr. Harris also has conspiracy charges on his criminal record that comes back on Truth Finder. Likely criminal record matches. Match rating based on first name, last name, Dobage State. First and last name, Rwanda Harris. Sentence begins. October 3rd, 2003. Source. Department of Corrections, Colorado. Charges/offenses. Receiving stolen property, pipe burglary, pipe theft by unlawful taking, pipe bail jumping, pipe unable to code, pipe conspiracy. Now that being revealed as one of the actors here involved in a story unfolding to you. It is funny that someone thought they removed this video that was posted on Facebook from my timeline by using my Facebook account while they were visiting me and I was sleeping. This video is not among the videos that are present in my timeline but should be. I could replace back on my timeline, but it's not important. The Facebook video link above plays the video anyway. That is because it was never really deleted. Every single thing you post is present if you were linked to the captured URL, even if you say your content you want deleted. You have to make an administrative request for removal, you all know. There is a process for that almost on all sites. Deleting is an option to correct a mistake or repost it, so that it may appear presented in a different way than you made it the first time, if there are no edit options available. That is the only reason to delete content submitted to the web. The moral of the case here, on public mainstream media, if you are embarrassed by something you have posted, you should not have submitted it for posting in the first place. And everything has its backtracking, even if you delete your account. It is a part of your social media profiles across the web. You cannot take it back. It is permanence. Is everyone dumb idiots and don't know this by now? Posted 26 days ago, ugh-like. James Driscoll said. Part 4. That is not so, it is my space is that I choose to post a video from events of my car theft. For it is temporary holding, if it is not yet search engine spider indexed. Although the domain set is surface web, there is also the dark web that operates in the same way. The dark web is becoming more mainstream, according to a TED Talk video on YouTube that I watched. Wow, people, get your head and mind into proper gear and focus. https://www.iotub.com/watch/v=pcn4wgpc4kc. How the mysterious dark net is going mainstream, pipe Jamie Bartlett. 502,592 views, 9.9k likes, 173 share. TED published on September 24, 2015. I am presenting two more Facebook video links, these recorded using the live mode, now optioned. These are directly relevant to Colorado Health Network on June 6, 2017 and July 7, 2017. I am placing in reference to linking here for the time being. There is much more to this story. I guarantee you this is an epic true tale of a hate collective run -a-muck out of control, -the source leadership of the HIV/AIDS community in Denver, Colorado. This is a conspiracy. GT. Every part of this story is documented on that site. Online available. I said was more a vagrant location, less of popularity. That online location has very much relevance here affixed to this story. Does anybody want to know how to expose a very complex and detailed conspiracy? Posted 26 days ago, ugh-like. James Driscoll said. Part 5, final. I have an introduction letter email directed to the District Attorney of Denver County, Colorado that introduces you to the issues of dealing with this hate for ongoing now 10 years without any true regression. I am sure you too, the members of this site, are dealing with these same issues. There is an over-abundance of hate out here on the web against the HIV/AIDS community. The source of that hate is the Social Services Agency Network. At least for the black men's community that I isolate and identify from Denver, Colorado. Recorded June 6, 2017, has present each and every staff member's business card of the Colorado Health Network presented in this video. James M. Driscoll was live. https://www.facebook.com/inthemindway/video/10. About 11 months ago, middle dot. For daddy. It's time to acknowledge wrong and rights. We must build upon dot life a new foundation of wisdom, wise guidance. I love you, daddy. Tagging camera up. Sammy Francher, dash. James M. Driscoll was live. Watch video. https://www.facebook.com/inthemindway/video/. About 10 months ago, middle dot. Priorities are priorities. Filling my medicine when the pharmacy normally will close. Tagged. Denver, Colorado AIDS Project. https://www.facebook.com/denvercap/. Does anybody want to know more to this story? As I unfold a wield a case of conspiracy against the Social Services Network of the Ryan White Care Act, dash beginning with Denver, Colorado. This post services notice. I know the truth. I hold the truth. The truth shall set you free. Edited, originally posted 26 days ago. Uglike. Write a comment. Feed comment arrow. James Driscoll was having a good day. San Bernardino had just a cartoonized picture of me. So I can update my avatar. Category, fun, photos. BTN photo retetetan photo me nimi's cartoonized my face pics to posted 27 days ago. Uglike. Add a comment. Write a comment. Feed comment arrow. James Driscoll was having a saw slash day San Bernardino. I wish I felt better of my end game with my housing. I feel that until there is a remedy that I seek to resolve, I will always be a target to be placed into the streets of homelessness, because I know the truth to what is going on in social services. On Glassdoor employee reviews of the Ryan White Care Act social service agencies, it is also obvious. Part 1. http://realloophuman.net/webdomain/glassdoor.com. Part 2. http://realloophuman.net/webdomain/glassdoor.com. Posted about 1 month ago. Uglike. Add a comment. Write a comment. Feed comment arrow. James Driscoll was having a good day San Bernardino. Kahia all dash, is there any choices for HIV care doctor providers in the near the city of San Bernardino that is not the county of San Bernardino Health Department or is not the AIDS Healthcare Foundation in Upland, California? Posted about 2 months ago. Uglike. Add a comment. Write a comment. Feed comment arrow. James Driscoll was having a bad day San Bernardino. Kami post is in compliance avoiding selling products, none in this post, avoiding solicit for fundraisers, none in this post, or research, none in this post. This post contains external links to contents that confirm this story as to being accurate to the details provided. The links provided in this are content that is filed on my own personal information system that has site advisor clearances safe to browse, and the center-domain access point at grewup.net is classified as education/reference, and other reference domains are classified as content servers. The purpose of this post is to draw attention to matters that there is a real involved intractable conflict that I've been experiencing in the Ryan White Care Act funded social services agencies, which involves many complex details that this has to be documented off into detail information text, audio, and video links external that most social media blog journal posts are not capable of a full view perspective. This documentation record is detailed for events that last over 10 full years in my experiences with the Ryan White Care Act social service agencies here in the United States of America. The foundation argument is that the United Nations Convention for the Rights for Persons with Disabilities is being disregarded completely for a segment classification of client services in lieu of circumstances that have been documented. This for the agency hold on to case management paradigms that are of holding to a conflict of interest in case of agency management and other hidden agenda special interests within the social services agencies that I claim is systemic nationally, not just observed as a local coincidental occurrence. I need superheroes to see the truth and make some adaptive changes. BTN photo retetan photo manimas etanro posted about 2 months ago like add a comment. 3. James Mdriskill said, *** note, in the censorship of this post, an acknowledgement that this issue is being buried by the agenda of this organizational platform, my HIV team website from myhealthteam.com, the social network for those living with HIV, because the links and information that is detailed in this post has been addressed to the following federal authorities: Center for Disease Control via contact form, contact to CDC https://slash/slash/contact/us/ from thank you for your submission to CDC-info. You will hear back within 3 business days for a standard response. However, some inquiries may require more complex coordination and may take 4 to 10 business days for a response. If you have not heard back from CDC-info within that time, please try contacting us again. If you are a healthcare provider with an urgent question, please call 800-CDC-info, 800-203-2-4636, or T888-203-2-6348 during business hours for timely assistance. On Twitter, https://twitter.com/growup/status/98168266949 @CDC_evades I have a report of urgency relating an intractable conflict of a wicked problem in IV/AIDS social services. There seems to be no one who will take the reins of this issue into the light of leadership to make corrective action. I am becoming sick dealing with this. 4:59 p.m.-4 April 2018 from San Bernardino, California. I need a response from me to follow up to you more details. Thank you. I need superheroes to see the truth and make some adaptive changes. Posted about 2 months ago, ug-like. James Mdriskill said, -. Shall I be open and uncensored here on this forum, or will discovery of this introduction post, -, be cause for censorship and removal from forum access for no cause? Before you prejudice this introduction as being from a crazy position, this is my request for the United Nations to place the United States subject to the optional protocol in the enforcement rules of conduct related to the United Nations Convention for the Rights for Persons with Disabilities. This is a spoken voice narrative of just over an hour presentation of documented details. Anyone is free to respond to the author and have their points of comments added to the page manually by emailing TheryBerthoffStandardSoftware@realloophuman.net- the subject inbox of this matter. http://certifiedmailreceipt.7017-1000-0000-7269-6602. webdomains.realloophuman.net/.org/mil-systemic-discrimination-in-Ryan-White-Care-Act-Social-Services.html Posted about 2 months ago, ug-like. James Mdriskill said, that URL again shortened here. http://webdomains.realloophuman.net/.org/mail%. Posted about 2 months ago, ug-like. Write a comment. Feed comment arrow. LNAMP=NGT. James Mdriskill, San Francisco. Kahi James Mdriskill. Thought I'd help you get more connected to other people near you in San Bernardino. Here is a link to explore. https://www.me. HIV team website from myhealthteam.com. com/people. Hive_profile_za. Posted 7 months ago. Like, add a comment. Write a comment. Feed comment arrow. Linetic equals and GT. James Driscoll, San Francisco. James Driscoll, have you discovered any new providers or services that specialize in HIV lately? Share them on your team. Great way to help others discover what's possible. https://www.me/HIV team website from myhealthteam.com. com/user/James Driscoll/. Posted 7 months ago. Like, add a comment. Write a comment. Feed comment arrow. Linetic equals and GT. James Driscoll, San Francisco. James Driscoll, I wanted to share this link to help you get the most out of my HIV team website from myhealthteam.com. It's a getting started post with insights on how to use the site. Hope all is well. https://www.me/HIV team website from myhealthteam.com. com/resources/getting-station. Posted 7 months ago. Like, add a comment. Write a comment. Feed comment arrow. Linetic equals and GT. James Driscoll, San Francisco. Kai, I'm looking forward to reading your story and seeing your provider team grow. Let me know if you need any help navigating the site. You can also check out our getting started post. https://www.me/HIV team website from myhealthteam.com. com/resources/getting-station. Your presence here through your daily updates helps provide perspective and validation to other people who have felt alone. Thank you again for being here. Posted 7 months ago. Like, add a comment. 1. James Driscoll said, I have added a share my story update to the public posts on site. I have also added Ellen Amp San Francisco as one of my team here on this platform. I am a case of truth that the HIV/AIDS social services agencies has had its day-a-day of reckoning should be the public awareness standing that I am making nationally against a system that is designed for us to just die and not thrive. I have the documentation evidence on record as well as in letter of address of concerns for adaptive corrective measures in the Ryan White Care Act social services funded agencies here in the United States of America. A course correction is what is needed. Not continued dismissal and censorship of my words on this subject. I have an open introduction letter directed to the Center for Disease Control and Contact Us form. If need be, I will follow up as I have with the United Nations by certified main receipt that is showing on site. Anyone who wishes to contribute their story of plights of hate from having public HIV/AIDS social identity here in the United States is welcome to email me with their story. therebirthofstandardsoftcare-steriosofhateatrialu. This is directed to the attention of the optional protocol claim of the United Nations Convention for Rights for Persons with Disabilities. http://lunetic.my. HIV team website from myhealthteam.com-com.webdomains.realloop. Tenor posted about 2 months ago. Like, on LinkedIn, I have attempted to address the LinkedIn Help Department per their invite to contact them for more information regarding my issues with HIV/AIDS social services. They responded to a tweet that I had out regarding the Yale University study of state spending habits and AIDS deaths. So, they responded to invite me over to their support help case ticketing. But in the process, I have had 2 support tickets that I created on May 11th. They deleted outright rather than being processed and followed up with. Then they also blocked my account from access to their support ticketing processing submission. I could not create a third ticket. So, in the course of the past week, I have been corresponding with the CEO of LinkedIn, Jeff Weiner, to the importance of these matters. Then, I had to create a new member name on LinkedIn so that I could create a new LinkedIn help case ticket match media subjects hashtag 3. Finally, what appears to have taken hold is that my KC match media subjects hashtag 3 help ticket is not being just immediately over-written by staff to the delete key. I have this help case ticket number cross-archived onto my own domain space, which includes the inmo messaging with their CEO of LinkedIn, Jeff Weiner. This has both written copy and spoken voice text narrative interface. http://linkedin.com.helpcase.18601-001564 web.domains.realloophuman.net/linkedin.com/case-180601-001564/disk-i-have-open-in-mail-messaging to your CEO Jeff Weiner, case %23/180601-001564, linkedinhelp.html. I keep running into Glassdoor reviews for the Ryan White Care Act-funded social service agencies nationally, showing a trend of neglect from directors and leaders of these agencies toward the HIV community. This one takes the cake. https://www.glassdoor.com/reviewdash/employee-review-cascade-aids-project-rvw804-1978. Cons. Management is hostile to the union-represented staff. The organization only works with a narrow part of the community, yet markets something different to look more comprehensive than it is. Much of upper management is threatened by change, is conflict avoidant to the point of dysfunction, and is retaliatory when confronted. Often, people with poor skills are promoted to leadership, and this creates frustration and a sense of unfairness, highlighting backroom agreements meant to undermine. Morale is dreadful. In the past few years, most staff have been fired, pressured to leave, or asked to work with compromised ethics. Gay, black, HIV plus, and trans-identified staff have been systematically marginalized. Cap-treated. HIV plus staff as second-class citizens, ignored clients' request for change, and silences critics. If you go against CAP, even if justified, you will find it hard to work in the HIV community in Portland. The board is completely distant from the staff and the clients being served, and act condescending and unhelpful. You would think if 50% of the staff leave in a few months' time, it might be a wake-up call that there are big problems that can't be dismissed as disgruntled staff. Since CAP is the only game in town for HIV-related needs, they have no checks and balances and no accountability when they enter the community they're claiming they serve. Show less. Advice to management. Stop displaying images and raising money through deception. Admit you do not serve the community at large and close your doors. CAP is not about HIV anymore, it's about retaining jobs and keeping people working at the expense of programming and directives that empower. If you want to be a LGBTQ health center, then so be it, but do not pretend you are helping people living with HIV. Because you are not. You are only focusing on addicts and the mentally ill. Also, an LGBTQ health group or HIV group with no gay or HIV plus leaders or people of color managing direct services means you will be just like any other colonized public healthcare model that delivers incompetent care. The community does not need public health zombies. We have them already. We also do not need tokenized minorities to cover for the heteronormative, white, middle-class faux professionalism that is the root of the HIV pandemic to begin with, and abundantly present in CAP management's ranks. There is a big problem when the public adores you and your clients and the community you claim to serve would rather go without than be at the mercy of a place they distrust and dislike. And if /AIDS story plight from hate, written by James M. Driscoll May 7, 2018. A massive mischievous marvel of moaning muck presenting itself in the local IV/AIDS community in Denver, Colorado, USA. Part 1. Dash. I finally have made some headway on holding this story plight from hate against the perpetrators of a hate caddy collective who have engaged in targeting me as an 11-month hate and harassment campaign against me from Denver, Colorado. You see, last year in July, some nice good-willed employees of Colorado Health Network started to come forward on the employee/employer networking site of Glassdoor, where employee reviews are trusted and not modified or removed by companies. There are 4 damning reviews for Colorado Health Network in Denver, aka Denver Colorado AIDS Project. This being presented on LinkedIn under the company's profile, an introduction reaffirming my positions in this matter. https://www.linkedin.com/company/colorado-aids-project/. My comment upon their profile is, James Driscoll owner, realloophuman.net. On the use of the F word fully formed on this site. Refer to this tweet. https://grow-up/status/99320176381668559- LinkedIn allows for the word fuck to be part of company names search. Search https://www.linkedin.com/sark/result/company/. Keywords equals fucking origin equals switch underscore search underscore vertical. Resume details. https://www.linkedin.com/sark/result/po/. Keywords equals fucking origin equals switch underscore search underscore vertical. Job details. https://www.linkedin.com/job/sark/. Keywords equals fucking location equals worldwide and location need equals and location type equals Y. 11 results showing worldwide. So, the use of the fuck word here is not a reason to block this communication. If you block this communication, you are acknowledging that you have no answer for the truth that is documented and that truth is unchallenged by you. You would acknowledging the truth of circumstances is the truth to all time without regard to the life path of the individual that you have destroyed for some kind of game-playing selfish reasons. You have a very negative Glassdoor reviews showing for your company. Be it that your farmer and perhaps current employees are also sick and tired of the game after what went down with me. You should all be embarrassed to be still operating. Dash. Part 2. The person whom I identify as the puppeteer of this hate and harassment campaign, I identified in a Facebook Live video presented on July 7, 2017. The hate and harassment had been unyielding and non-stoppable for so long, and I was in homeless because of an eviction that was filed against me on November 30th, 2016 from IV/AIDS subsidized housing. Not just me, the entire complex is HIV residential housing. I claim match media subjects hash conspiracy exposed from several events, one being in October, which I actually filed those details of events upon my eviction case in December. I had to negotiate a move-out date of December 31st, 2016, because of lack of evidence completely supporting my claim of conspiracy. More than hearsay, the combined evidence is not yet formed to be able to point a finger at the source. This campaign against me is extreme. They stole my car in January. Although I got my car back, it was not returned in complete wholeness. It was already dismantled apparently for a chop shop. The inside dash components are replaced with fitting parts, but not the original. The radio, which had a video DVD display, was never put back. I am unable to connect the cruise control, because there is not a control button assembly on the dash pieces they put back into my car. There is a discolored part under the steering wheel also that makes this event obvious. My car was set into a chop shop, but something caught it out of that path and into being returned. What was that? It was the truth followed by a screen recording of my mobile device of an SMS, simple messaging system, conversation that began November 1st with a particular member of the local community on social media. His name is Joe. His full name is irrelevant at this point, but I was able to find his name by a search on his telephone number. His name coming up in reference to owning a fire protection business. The information that I found that I read seemed legitimate. It did not dawn on me that the information that was posted was fraudulent. The name of the person who is the puppeteer who is the regional director of Colorado Health Network, that I've already introduced and Joe are not the same person, but I bet they know each other. There is a conspiracy here brewing since November 1st. I caught the conversation from the begging on my phone device and recorded a screen recording of the text / pics, omitted some X-rated photo items only. I placed that video file online in a particular location which was more a vagrant location, less of popularity. But that vagrant CID holds weighty truth to their extremes. I did not post it on Facebook. That would not have generated the response that was needed. I got my car returned, yes, yes indeed. Part 3. Although later in May, I would resort to posting on Facebook a video of the chaos I was still receiving. https://www.facebook.com/inthemindway/video/1295702360/102046429424299652/type=2andtheater. He has deleted his original Facebook account, https://www.facebook.com/mawana.harris. His Truth Finder background check report, https://www.ruthfinder.com/dashboard/report/129754/%/6384783b-3e62-4b7e-8402n1-8028d7f600 6d0/. search /first-name=Mawana and search /last-name=Harris. Is showing his Facebook page along with other social media links. Be careful what you all do online. It is being tracked. Related links. LinkedIn. http://www.linkedin.com/in/mawana-harris-9a751834. Remove. Facebook. http://www.facebook.com/people/_/100001837470966. Remove. Widepages.plus. https://Mawana_Harris/Pitsokin_NJSLASH5130E4148A45065617DFB1B7B1F842260. Remove. http://www.facebook.com/Mawana.Harris. Remove. Mr. Harris also has conspiracy charges on his criminal record that comes back on Truthfinder. Likely criminal record matches. Match rating based on first name last name age state. First and last name Mawana Harris. Sentence begins. October 3, 2003. Source. Department of Corrections, Colorado. charges / offenses. Receiving stolen property, pipe burglary, pipe theft by unlawful taking, pipe bail jumping, pipe unable to code, pipe conspiracy. Now that being revealed as one of the actors here involved in the story unfolding to you. It is funny that someone thought they removed this video that was posted on Facebook from my timeline by using my Facebook account while they were visiting me and I was sleeping. This video is not among the videos that are present in my timeline but should be. I could replace back on my timeline, but it's not important. The Facebook video link above plays the video anyway. That is because it was never really deleted. Every single thing you post is present if you've linked to the captured URL, even if you say your content you want deleted. You have to make an administrative request for removal, you all know. There is a process for that almost on all sites. Deleting is an option to correct a mistake or repost it, so that it may appear presented in a different way than you made it the first time if there are no edit options available. That is the only reason to delete content submitted to the web. The moral of the case here, on public mainstream media, if you are embarrassed by something you have posted, you should not have submitted it for posting in the first place. And everything has its backtracking, even if you delete your account. It is a part of your social media profiles across the web. You cannot take it back. It has permanence. Is everyone dumb idiots and don't know this by now? Part 4. That is not so. It is my spaces that I choose to post a video from events of my car theft. For it is temporary holding, if it is not yet search engine spotted indexed. Although the domain set is surface web, there is also the dark web that operates in the same way. The dark web is becoming more mainstream, according to a TED Talk video on YouTube that I watched. Wow, people, get your head and mind into proper gear and focus. https://www.iotub.com/watch/v=pcn4wgpc4kc. How the mysterious dark net is going mainstream, pipe Jamie Bartlett. 502,592 views, 9.9k likes, 173 share. TED published on September 24, 2015. I am presenting two more Facebook video links, these recorded using the live mode, now optioned. These are directly relevant to Colorado Health Network on June 6, 2017 and July 7, 2017. I am placing in reference to linking here for the time being. There is much more to this story. I guarantee you this is an epic true tale of a hate collective run - a - muck out of control - the source leadership of the HIV / AIDS community in Denver, Colorado. This is a conspiracy. & GT. Every part of this story is documented on that site. Online available. I said was more a vagrant location, less of popularity. That online location has very much relevance here affixed to this story. Does anybody want to know how to expose a very complex and detailed conspiracy? Part 5, final. I have an introduction letter email directed to the District Attorney of Denver County, Colorado, that introduces you to the issues of dealing with this hate for ongoing now 10 years without any true regression. I am sure you too, the members of this site, are dealing with these same issues. There is an over-abundance of hate out here on the web against the HIV/AIDS community. The source of that hate is the Social Services Agency Network. At least for the black men's community that I isolate and identify from Denver, Colorado. Recorded June 6, 2017, has present each and every staff member's business card of the Colorado Health Network presented in this video. James M. Driscoll was live. https://www.facebook.com/inthemindway/video/10209396034879916/fref=mentions. About 11 months ago, middle dot. For daddy. It's time to acknowledge wrong and rights. We must build upon dot life a new foundation of wisdom, wise guidance. I love you, daddy. Tagging camera up. Sammy Francher, dash. James M. Driscoll was live. Watch video. https://www.facebook.com/inthemindway/videos/.12957020360/102095620640/102096561068/. Type equals 3. About 10 months ago, middle dot. Priorities are priorities. Filling my medicine when the pharmacy normally will close. Tagged. Denver, Colorado AIDS Project. https://www.facebook.com/DenverCap/. Does anybody want to know more to this story? As I unfold a wield a case of conspiracy against the social services network of the Ryan White Care Act, dash beginning with Denver, Colorado. This post services notice. I know the truth. I hold the truth. The truth shall set you free. Just a cartoonized picture of me. So I can update my avatar. I wish I felt better of my end game with my housing. I feel that until there is a remedy that I seek to resolve, I will always be a target to be placed into the streets of homelessness, because I know the truth to what is going on in social services. On Glassdoor employee reviews of the Ryan White Care Act social service agencies, it is also obvious. Part 1. http://realloophuman.net/webdomain/glassdoor.com/theanarchiconspiracyexposed.mp3. Part 2. http://realloophuman.net/webdomain/glassdoor.com/to-glassdoor-re-re-and-white-carry-act. HIV/AIDS services.mp3. Hi y'all, dash, is there any choices for HIV care doctor providers in the near the city of San Bernardino that is not the county of San Bernardino Health Department or is not the AIDS Healthcare Foundation in Upland, California? My post is in compliance, avoiding selling products, none in this post. Avoiding solicit for fundraisers, none in this post, or research, none in this post. This post contains external links to contents that confirm this story as to being accurate to the details provided. The links provided in this are content that is filed on my own personal information system that has site advisor clearances safe to browse, and the center-domain access point at GRIUP.net is classified as education/reference, and other reference domains are classified as content servers. The purpose of this post is to draw attention to matters that there is a real involved intractable conflict that I've been experiencing in the Ryan White Care Act funded social services agencies, which involves many complex details that this has to be documented off into detail information text, audio, and video links external that most social media blog journal posts are not capable of a full view perspective. This documentation record is detailed for events that last over 10 full years in my experiences with the Ryan White Care Act social service agencies here in the United States of America. The foundation argument is that the United Nations Convention for the Rights for Persons with Disabilities is being disregarded completely for a segment classification of client services in lieu of circumstances that have been documented. This for the agency hold on to case management paradigms that are of holding to a conflict of interest in case of agency management and other hidden agenda special interests within the social services agencies that I claim is systemic nationally, not just observed as a local coincidental occurrence. I need superheroes to see the truth and make some adaptive changes. *Note, in the censorship of this post, an acknowledgement that this issue is being buried by the agenda of this organizational platform, my HIV team website from myhealthteam.com, the social network for those living with HIV. because the links and information that is detailed in this post has been addressed to the following federal authorities: Center for Disease Control via contact form. Contact to CDC https://slash/sla/shwwn.cdc.gov/contact/us/from. Thank you for your submission to CDC-info. You will hear back within 3 business days for a standard response. However, some inquiries may require more complex coordination and may take 4 to 10 business days for a response. If you have not heard back from CDC-info within that time, please try contacting us again. If you are a healthcare provider with an urgent question, please call 800-CDC-info, 800-203-2-4636, or T888-203-2-6348 during business hours for timely assistance. On Twitter, https://twitter.com/grow/status/98168266949794201 at CDC_evades. I have a report of urgency relating an intractable conflict of a wicked problem of/AIDS social services. There seems to be no one who will take the reins of this issue into the light of leadership to make corrective action. I am becoming sick dealing with this. 4:59 p.m.-4 April 2018 from San Bernardino, California. I need a response from me to follow up to you more details. Thank you. I need superheroes to see the truth and make some adaptive changes. Shall I be open and uncensored here on this forum, or will discovery of this introduction post be cause for censorship and removal from forum access for no cause? Before you prejudice this introduction as being from a crazy position, this is my request for the United Nations to place the United States subject to the optional protocol in the enforcement rules of conduct related to the United Nations Convention for the Rights for Persons with Disabilities. This is a spoken voice narrative of just over an hour presentation of documented details. Anyone is free to respond to the author and have their points of comments addendum added to the page manually by emailing therrybirthoffstandardsoftware@realloophuman.net- the subject inbox of this matter. http://certifiedmailreceipt.7017-1000-0000-7269-6602. webdomains.realloophuman.net/un.org/mil-systemic-discrimination-in-Ryan-White-Care-Act-Social-Services.html. That URL again shortened here. http://webdomains.realloophuman.net/un.org/mil-systemic-discrimination-in-Ryan-White-Care-Act-Social-Services.html. I have added a share my story update to the public posts on site. I have also added Ellen Amp San Francisco as one of my team here on this platform. I am a case of truth at the HIV/AIDS social services agencies has had its day-a-day of reckoning should be the public awareness standing that I am making nationally against a system that is designed for us to just die and not thrive. I have the documentation evidence on record as well as in letter of address of concerns for adaptive corrective measures in the Ryan White Care Act social services funded agencies here in the United States of America. A course correction is what is needed. Not continued dismissal and censorship of my words on this subject. I have an open introduction letter directed to the Center for Disease Control and contact us form. If need be, I will follow up as I have with the United Nations by certified mail receipt that is showing on site. Anyone who wishes to contribute their story of plights of hate from having public HIV/AIDS social identity here in the United States is welcome to email me with their story. therrybirthoffstandardsoftware-stereosofhate@realloophuman.net. This is directed to the attention of the optional protocol claim of the United Nations Convention for Rights for Persons with Disabilities. http://lunatic.my HIV team website from myhealthteam.com-com.webdomains.realloophuman.net/.org/mil-systemicdiscrimination-and-ryan-white-care-act-social-services.html. On LinkedIn, I have attempted to address the LinkedIn Help Department per their invite to contact them for more information regarding my issues with HIV/AIDS social services. They responded to a tweet that I had out regarding the Yale University study of state spending habits and AIDS deaths. So, they responded to invite me over to their support help case ticketing. But in the process, I have had two support tickets that I created on May 11th, dash they deleted outright rather than being processed and followed up with. Then they also blocked my account from access to their support ticketing processing submission. I could not create a third ticket. So, in the course of the past week, I have been corresponding with the CEO of LinkedIn, Jeff Weiner, to the importance of these matters. Then, I had to create a new member name on LinkedIn so that I could create a new LinkedIn help case ticket match media subjects #3. Finally, what appears to have taken hold is that my KC Match Media Subjects #3 help ticket is not being just immediately over-written by staff to the delete key. I have this help case ticket number cross-archived onto my own domain space, which includes the in-mail messaging with their CEO of LinkedIn, Jeff Weiner. This has both written copy and spoken voice text narrative interface. http://linkedin.com.helpcase.18601-001564 webdomains.realloophuman.net/linkedin.com/case-180614-001564/disk-I have open in-mail messaging to your CEO Jeff Weiner, case%23, 180,601-001564 LinkedInHelp.html. I keep running into Glassdoor reviews for the Ryan White Care Act funded social service agencies nationally, showing a trend of neglect from directors and leaders of these agencies toward the HIV community. This one takes the cake. https://www.glassdoor.com/reviewslash-employee-review-cascade-aids-project-rv-804-1978 HTM Cons. Management is hostile to the union-represented staff. The organization only works with a narrow part of the community, yet markets something different to look more comprehensive than it is. Much of upper management is threatened by change, is conflict avoidant to the point of dysfunction, and is retaliatory when confronted. Often, people with poor skills are promoted to leadership, and this creates frustration and a sense of unfairness, highlighting backroom agreements meant to undermine. Morale is dreadful. In the past few years, most staff have been fired, pressured to leave, or asked to work with compromised ethics. Gay, black, HIV+, and trans-identified staff have been systematically marginalized. Cap-treated. HIV+ staff as second-class citizens, ignored client request for change, and silences critics. If you go against CAP, even if justified, you will find it hard to work in the HIV community in Portland. The board is completely distant from the staff and the clients being served, and act condescending and unhelpful. You would think if 50% of the staff leave in a few months' time, it might be a wake-up call that there are big problems that can't be dismissed as disgruntled staff. Since CAP is the only game in town for HIV-related needs, they have no checks and balances and no accountability when they injure the community they're claiming they serve. Show less. Advice to management. Stop displaying images and raising money through deception. Admit you do not serve the community at large and close your doors. CAP is not about HIV anymore, It's about retaining jobs and keeping people working at the expense of programming and directives that empower. If you want to be a LGBTQ health center, then so be it, but do not pretend you are helping people living with HIV, because you are not. You are only focusing on addicts and the mentally ill. Also, an LGBTQ health group or HIV group with no gay or HIV plus leaders or people of color managing direct services means you will be just like any other colonized public healthcare model that delivers incompetent care. The community does not need public health zombies, we have them already. We also do not need tokenized minorities to cover for the heteronormative, white, middle-class faux professionalism that is the root of the HIV pandemic to begin with, and abundantly present in CAP management's ranks. There is a big problem when the public adores you and your clients and the community you claim to serve would rather go without than be at the mercy of a place they distrust and dislike. And if slash AIDS story Plight from Hate, written by James M. Driscoll May 7, 2018. A massive mischievous marvel of moaning muck presenting itself in the local IV slash AIDS community in Denver, Colorado, yeah, essay. Part 1. Dash. I finally have made some headway on holding this story Plight from Hate against the perpetrators of a hate caddy collective who have engaged in targeting me as an 11-month hate and harassment campaign against me from Denver, Colorado. You see, last year in July, some nice good-willed employees of Colorado Health Network started to come forward on the employee/employer networking site of Glassdoor, where employee reviews are trusted and not modified or removed by companies. There are 4 damning reviews for Colorado Health Network in Denver, aka Denver Colorado AIDS Project. This being presented on LinkedIn under the company's profile, an introduction reaffirming my positions in this matter. https://www.linkedin.com/company/colorado-aids-project/. My comment upon their profile is, James Driscoll owner, realloophuman.net. On the use of the F word fully formed on this site. Refer to this tweet. https://twitter.com/grow-up/status/99320176381665569- LinkedIn allows for the word fuck to be part of company names search. Search https://www.linkedin.com/sark/result/company/ keywords equals fucking origin equals switch underscore search underscore vertical. Resume details. https://www.linkedin.com/sark/result/people/ keywords equals fucking origin equals switch underscore search underscore vertical. Job details. https://www.linkedin.com/job/sark/ keywords equals fucking location equals worldwide and location need equals and location type equals y 11 results showing worldwide. So, the use of the fuck word here is not a reason to block this communication. If you block this communication, you are acknowledging that you have no answer for the truth that is documented and that truth is unchallenged by you. You would acknowledging the truth of circumstances is the truth to all time without regard to the life path of the individual that you have destroyed for some kind of game-playing selfish reasons. You have a very negative Glassdoor reviews showing for your company. Be it that your farmer and perhaps current employees are also sick and tired of the game after what went down with me. You should all be embarrassed to be still operating. Dash. Part 2. The person whom I identify as the puppeteer of this hate and harassment campaign, I identified in a Facebook Live video presented on July 7, 2017. The hate and harassment had been unyielding and non-stoppable for so long, and I was in homeless because of an eviction that was filed against me on November 30th, 2016 from IV/AIDS subsidized housing. Not just me, the entire complex is HIV residential housing. I claim match media subjects hash conspiracy exposed from several events, one being in October, which I actually filed those details of events upon my eviction case in December. I had to negotiate a move-out date of December 31st, 2016, because of lack of evidence completely supporting my claim of conspiracy. More than hearsay, the combined evidence is not yet formed to be able to point a finger at the source. This campaign against me is extreme. They stole my car in January. Although I got my car back, it was not returned in complete wholeness. It was already dismantled apparently for a chop shop. The inside dash components are replaced with fitting parts, but not the original. The radio, which had a video DVD display, was never put back. I am unable to connect the cruise control, because there is not a control but an assembly on the dash pieces they put back into my car. There is a discolored part under the steering wheel also that makes this event obvious. My car was sent into a chop shop, but something caught it out of that path and into being returned. What was that? It was the truth filed by a screen recording of my mobile device of an SMS, simple messaging system, conversation that began November 1st with a particular member of the local community on social media. His name is Joe. His full name is irrelevant at this point, but I was able to find his name by a search on his telephone number. His name coming up in reference to owning a fire protection business. The information that I found that I read seemed legitimate. It did not dawn on me that the information that was posted was fraudulent. The name of the person who is the puppeteer who is the regional director of Colorado Health Network, that I've already introduced, and Joe are not the same person, but I bet they know each other. There is a conspiracy here brewing since November 1st. I caught the conversation from the begging on my phone device, and recorded a screen recording of the text/pics, omitted some X-rated photo items only. I placed that video file online in a particular location which was more a vagrant location, less of popularity. But that vagrancy ID holds weighty truth to their extremes. I did not post it on Facebook. That would not have generated the response that was needed. I got my car returned, yes, yes indeed. Part 3. Although later in May, I would resort to posting on Facebook a video of the chaos I was still receiving. https://www.facebook.com/inthemindway/video/1295702360/10206429424999652 /:2andtheater. He has deleted his original Facebook account, https://www.facebook.com/mawana.harris. His Truth Finder background check report, https://www.ruthfinder.com/dashboard/report/12975/6/%/6384783-3E62-4B7E-8402N1-8028D7F606D0/. search:\first-name=Mawana\search:\last-name=Harris. Is showing his Facebook page along with other social media links. Be careful what you all do online. It is being tracked. Related links. LinkedIn. http://www.linkedin.com/in/mawana-harris-9a751834. Remove. Facebook. http://www.facebook.com/po/_/10000183747096 Remove. vitalpages.plus. https://vitalpages.plus/1/score/pensocken_njslash5130e4148a457df b1b7b1f84226 Remove. http://www.facebook.com/Mawana.Harris. Remove. Mr. Harris also has conspiracy charges on his criminal record that comes back on Truthfinder. Likely criminal record matches. Match rating based on first name, last name, job, age, state. First and last name Mawana Harris. Sentence begins. October 3, 2003. Source. Department of Corrections, Colorado. Charges/offenses. Receiving stolen property, pipe burglary, pipe theft by unlawful taking, pipe bail jumping, pipe unable to code, pipe conspiracy. Now that being revealed as one of the actors here involved in a story unfolding to you. It is funny that someone thought they removed this video that was posted on Facebook from my timeline by using my Facebook account while they were visiting me and I was sleeping. This video is not among the videos that are present in my timeline but should be. I could replace back on my timeline, but it's not important. The Facebook video link above plays the video anyway. That is because it was never really deleted. Every single thing you post is present if you were linked to the captured URL, even if you say your content you want deleted. You have to make an administrative request for removal, you all know. There is a process for that almost on all sites. Deleting is an option to correct a mistake or repost it, so that it may appear presented in a different way than you made it the first time if there are no edit options available. That is the only reason to delete content submitted to the web. The moral of the case here, on public mainstream media, if you are embarrassed by something you have posted, you should not have submitted it for posting in the first place. And everything has its backtracking, even if you delete your account. It is a part of your social media profiles across the web. You cannot take it back. It has permanence. Is everyone dumb idiots and don't know this by now? Part 4. That is not so. It is my space is that I choose to post a video from events of my car theft. For it is temporary holding, if it is not yet search engine spider indexed. Although the domain set is surface web, there is also the dark web that operates in the same way. The dark web is becoming more mainstream, according to a TED Talk video on YouTube that I watched. Wow, people get your head and mind into proper gear and focus. https://www.iotub.com/watch/v=pcn4wgpc4kc How the mysterious dark net is going mainstream, pipe Jamie Bartlett. 502,592 views, 9.9k likes, 173 share. TED published on September 24, 2015. I am presenting two more Facebook video links, these recorded using the live mode, now optioned. These are directly relevant to Colorado Health Network on June 6, 2017 and July 7, 2017. I am placing in reference to linking here for the time being. There is much more to this story. I guarantee you this is an epic true tale of a hate collective run dash a dash muck out of control, dash the source leadership of the HIV/AIDS community in Denver, Colorado. This is a conspiracy. & GT, & GT, & GT, & GT, & GT. Every part of this story is documented on that site. Online available. I said was more a vagrant location, less of popularity. That online location has very much relevance here affixed to this story. Does anybody want to know how to expose a very complex and detailed conspiracy? Part 5, final. I have an introduction letter email directed to the District Attorney of Denver County, Colorado that introduces you to the issues of dealing with this hate for ongoing now 10 years without any true regression. I am sure you too, the members of this site, are dealing with these same issues. There is an over-dash abundance of hate out here on the web against the HIV/AIDS community. The source of that hate is the Social Services Agency Network. At least for the black men's community that I isolate and identify from Denver, Colorado. Recorded June 6, 2017, has present each and every staff member's business card of the Colorado Health Network presented in this video. James M. Driscoll was live. https://www.facebook.com/inthemindway/video/10209396034879916/. Fref equals mentions. About 11 months ago middle dot. For daddy. It's time to acknowledge wrong and rights. We must build upon dot life a new foundation of wisdom wise guidance. I love you, Daddy. Tagging camera up. Sammy Francher, dash. James M. Driscoll was live. Watch video. https://www.facebook.com/inthemindway/video/12975702360/102096562490651088/. Type equals 3. About 10 months ago middle dot. Priorities are priorities filling my medicine when the pharmacy normally will close. Tagged. Denver, Colorado AIDS Project. https://www.facebook.com/denvercap/. Does anybody want to know more to this story? As I unfold a wield a case of conspiracy against the Social Services Network of the Ryan White Care Act, dash beginning with Denver, Colorado. This post services notice. I know the truth. I hold the truth. The truth shall set you free. Just a cartoonized picture of me. So I can update my avatar. I wish I felt better of my end game with my housing. I feel that until there is a remedy that I seek to resolve, I will always be a target to be placed into the streets of homelessness, because I know the truth to what is going on in social services. On Glassdoor employee reviews of the Ryan White Care Act social service agencies, it is also obvious. Part 1. http://realupunion.net/webdomain/glassdoor.com/theatrificconspiracyexposed.mp3. Part 2. http://realupunion.net/webdomain/glassdoor.com/toglassdoor-reanwhatcarryact. HIV/AIDS Service Agencies.mp3. Hi you all dash, is there any choices for HIV care doctor providers in the near the city of San Bernardino that is not the county of San Bernardino Health Department or is not the AIDS Healthcare Foundation in Upland, California? My post is in compliance avoiding selling products, none in this post, avoiding solicit for fundraisers, none in this post, or research, none in this post. This post contains external links to contents that confirm this story as to being accurate to the details provided. The links provided in this are content that is filed on my own personal information system that has site advisor clearances safe to browse, and the center-domain access point at grewup.net is classified as education/reference, and other reference domains are classified as content servers. The purpose of this post is to draw attention to matters that there is a real involved intractable conflict that I've been experiencing in the Ryan White Care Act funded social services agencies, which involves many complex details that this has to be documented off into detail information text, audio, and video links external that most social media blog journal posts are not capable of a full view perspective. This documentation record is detailed for events that last over 10 full years and my experiences with the Ryan White Care Act social service agencies here in the United States of America. The foundation argument is that the United Nations Convention for the Rights for Persons with Disabilities is being disregarded completely for a segment classification of client services in lieu of circumstances that have been documented. This for the agency hold on to case management paradigms that are of holding to a conflict of interest in case of agency management and other hidden agenda special interests within the social services agencies that I claim is systemic nationally, not just observed as a local coincidental occurrence. I need superheroes to see the truth and make some adaptive changes. *** Note, in the censorship of this post, an acknowledgement that this issue is being buried by the agenda of this organizational platform, my HIV team website from myhealthteam.com, the social network for those living with HIV, because the links and information that is detailed in this post has been addressed to the following federal authorities: Center for Disease Control via contact form. Contact to CDC https://slash/sla/shwwn.cdc.gov/contact/us/ from thank you for your submission to CDC-info. You will hear back within 3 business days for a standard response. However, some inquiries may require more complex coordination and may take 4 to 10 business days for a response. If you have not heard back from CDC-info within that time, please try contacting us again. If you are a healthcare provider with an urgent question, please call 800-CDC-info, 800-203-2-4636, or T888-203-2-6348 during business hours for timely assistance. On Twitter, https://twitter.com/growup/status/98168266949794201 at CDC_evades. I have a report of urgency relating an intractable conflict of a wicked problem of/aid social services. There seems to be no one who will take the reins of this issue into the light of leadership to make corrective action. I am becoming sick dealing with this. 4:59 p.m.-4 April 2018 from San Bernardino, California. I need a response from me to follow up to you more details. Thank you. I need superheroes to see the truth and make some adaptive changes. Shall I be open and uncensored here on this forum, or will discovery of this introduction post be cause for censorship and removal from forum access for no cause? Before you prejudice this introduction as being from a crazy position, this is my request for the United Nations to place the United States subject to the optional protocol in the enforcement rules of conduct related to the United Nations Convention for the Rights for Persons with Disabilities. This is a spoken voice narrative of just over an hour presentation of documented details. Anyone is free to respond to the author and have their points of comments added to the page manually by emailing therryberthoffstandardsoftware@realloophuman.net the subject inbox of this matter. http://certifiedmailreceipt.7017-1000-0000-7269-6602. webdomains.realloophuman.net/un.org/mil-systemic-discrimination-and-ryan-white-care-act-social-services.html. That URL again shortened here. http://webdomains.realloophuman.net/un.org/mil-systemic-discrimination-and-ryan-white-care-act-social-services.html. I have added a share my story update to the public posts on site. I have also added Ellen Amt San Francisco as one of my team here on this platform. I am a case of truth that the HIV/AIDS social services agencies has had its day-a day of reckoning should be the public awareness standing that I am making nationally against a system that is designed for us to just die and not thrive. I have the documentation evidence on record as well as in letter of address of concerns for adaptive corrective measures in the Ryan White Care Act social services funded agencies here in the United States of America. A course correction is what is needed. Not continued dismissal and censorship of my words on this subject. I have an open introduction letter directed to the Center for Disease Control and contact us form. If need be, I will follow up as I have with the United Nations by certified main receipt that is showing on site. Anyone who wishes to contribute their story of plights of hate from Evan Public HIV/AIDS social identity here in the United States is welcome to email me with their story. Theri Berthoff Standard Softcare-Stereozophate@realloophuman.net. This is directed to the attention of the optional protocol claim of the United Nations Convention for Rights for Persons with Disabilities. http://lunetic.my. HIV team website from myhealthteam.com-com.webdomains.realloophuman.net/un.org/mil/systemic-discrimination-in-Ryan-White-Care-Act-Social-Services.html.